KJAN, Radio Atlantic. At 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky, and it's 78 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny, breezy, hot, and humid today, with a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. on Sunday. Our high today will be 95, with a heat index around 100 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Democratic ticket for governor and lieutenant governor is Hubble Hart. Fred Hubble, the Democratic nominee for governor, has chosen State Senator Rita Hart as his running mate.
I decided this is a challenge that is really important. It's important for the state of Iowa, and I needed to step up and answer the call.
Hart is a former farmer and former teacher in the eastern Iowa town of Wheatland. Delegates at the Iowa Democratic Party State Convention are expected to ratify Hubble's pick for his lieutenant governor running mate later today.
My background as a teacher, as a farmer, as a mother, as a volunteer, gives me the experiences and the background that will benefit me in this position. My experience as a legislator has given me some background there that will be helpful, and I think my interest in a lot of the issues that are important to the people of the state of Iowa will always help me to do a good job on their behalf.
Hart and her husband have been operating his family's Century Farm near Wheatland since 1986. They're the parents of five children. Hart, who is 62 years old, taught school for more than 20 years in the Calamus, Wheatland, and Bennett school districts. She's been a state senator since January of 2013, representing all of Clinton County, as well as northern and eastern parts of Scott County. Hart's bid for re-election to the state Senate has ended as she emerges as the Democratic Party's nominee for lieutenant governor.
We're ready to get started and roll up our sleeves and get to work.
She pledges to fight tooth and nail alongside Hubble in the top of the ticket race.
And when I believe in something, I'm all in.
Hart grew up near Charles City. She holds an associate's degree from North Iowa Area Community College, a bachelor's degree from the University of Northern Iowa, and a master's from the University of Iowa. Lieutenant governors in Iowa were independently elected until 1990. That's the year a constitutional change took effect and party nominees for governor began choosing a lieutenant governor as a running mate in the same way that the president and vice president run together as a team. In the past seven gubernatorial elections, Republicans and Democrats have presented voters with gender-balanced tickets. Iowa Republican Party State Convention delegates will formally nominate Adam Gregg as Governor Kim Reynolds' running mate later today as well. Governor Kim Reynolds has issued a disaster proclamation in two Iowa counties suffering from recent severe weather and flooding. The proclamation covers Hamilton County in central Iowa and O'Brien County in northwest Iowa. The only state resources currently requested with the proclamation is the activation of the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant and Disaster Case Management Programs. The Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program provides grants of up to $5,000 for households with incomes of up to 200% of the federal poverty level. The money can be used for such things as home and car repairs, temporary housing expenses, and replacement of clothing or food. Disaster case management offers case managers to work with clients to create a disaster recovery plan and provide guidance, advice, and referral to obtain a service or a resource. Health insurance company Medica says it will offer insurance plans statewide in Iowa again next year through the Affordable Care Act exchange. The Minnesota-based company said also it will expand insurance offerings for many Iowans. Jeff Barsh, the company's general manager of family and individual business, says the company is excited to stay in the market and to expand product choices. Medica was the only statewide carrier in Iowa last year. Barsh says this year the company will offer more choices and more network options in some areas of the state. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield has said it also plans to return to the Iowa individual market in 2019. Friday was the deadline for companies planning to offer ACA policies next year to file plans. A Michigan man accused of ordering drugs online and having them shipped to a friend in Dubuque, who then died of an overdose, has pleaded guilty. Federal prosecutors for Iowa say 28-year-old Jay Rickert pled guilty Thursday in Cedar Rapids Federal Court to willfully causing the distribution of a controlled substance. As part of the plea, Rickert admitted that he had ordered a hallucinogenic drug in February of 2015 on the dark web from a supplier in Canada and had it shipped to a woman in Dubuque. Investigators say the woman used the drug, believing it was a hallucinogenic, but the supplier had shipped of fentanyl, a powerful and often deadly synthetic opioid. Rickard faces up to 20 years in prison when he's sentenced at a later date. The Supreme Court in a separate case also says former workforce development judge Joseph Walsh, who led the agency's unemployment appeals bureau, can proceed with his whistleblower and wrongful discharge lawsuit filed in April of 2014. A third IWD judge, Marlon Moorman, had sued for age discrimination, but the court upheld his lawsuit dismissal. The state unemployment rate went down in May as the number of unemployed dropped by 1,000.
Iowa's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell to 2.7% in May.
That's Iowa Workforce Development spokesman Corey Kelly. The rate was 2.8% in April. Kelly says the unemployment rate has not been this low since 2001. The construction industry was one that added more jobs in May, which boosted the yearly total for the industry.
Construction hiring is again on the upswing, with over 4,000 jobs added. Trade industries fueled much of the growth this month. Wholesale trade rebounded from two consecutive months of losses to add 1,100 jobs.
The retail trades added jobs in May. That's the first time that's happened in 2018.
Those job gains for retail are welcome news, as this sector has steadily trended down since a recent high established in August of 2016. The overall outlook for retail, however, is for jobs to be trimmed as this sector deals with shifting consumer preferences.
The workforce development report shows losses last month came in accommodations and food service industries, non-durable goods manufacturing, and finance and insurance. Kelly says the low unemployment rate continues to make it tough for businesses to find skilled labor, but it can be helpful for those still looking for a job.
This is good news for individuals who may have fallen out of the job market and not seen a place for them in recent past, and this is an opportunity for them to re-engage.
The unemployment rate in May was 0.5% lower than 1 year ago. The 2.7% state rate is still well below the 3.8% for the nation. Also in the news, a record-breaking astronaut in Southwest Iowa retired from NASA on Friday. 58-year-old Peggy Whitson started her career at the agency in 1986 and was selected to the astronaut corps 10 years later. Whitson, who was born in Mount Air and raised on a farm near Beaconsfield, was honored earlier this year at the Iowa State House.
It's really a fantastic honor to be back here and to have you guys honor me like this. Very special. I will tell you that I never forget my Iowa roots.
And Iowa legislators this past April passed a resolution praising Whitson, who spent 665 days in space, a record for a U.S. astronaut.
Everyone's always asking what made me successful, and I would have to say that learning the work ethic of a farmer was a key to that. My parents, hardest working people I know, and being from Iowa has been a fantastic experience for me and one I'm very proud of. Thank you.
Only Russian men have spent more time in space. Gennady Padalka holds the record with 879 days over five missions. In an interview with Radio Iowa from the space station back in December of last year, or actually 2016, Whitson talked about Christmas in zero gravity while gazing down at the oceans, clouds, and continents rushing past. She said it brought new meaning to the phrase, peace on Earth.
Well, I think the perspective of our planet here is very special, and it does provide you with the sense that there is no boundaries, that, you know, this, we're a planet, we are a people, and it kind of reinforces the fact that we should be together and at peace.
Whitson was the International Space Station, or ISS, first science officer and its first woman commander. She logged more EVAs, or spacewalks, than any other woman. In fact, she has 10 under her spacesuit belt. She was also the first woman to command the ISS, holding the position twice, and the oldest woman ever to fly in space. She has also the only woman to have served as chief of NASA's male-dominated astronaut corps. Fellow astronauts called her a space ninja. Brian Kelly, director of flight operations at Johnson Space Center in Houston, said in a statement, she set the highest standards for human space flight operations, as well as being an outstanding role model for women and men in America and across the globe. On Twitter Friday, Whitson said, it's been a greatest honor to live out my lifelong dream of being a NASA astronaut, and she thanked those who have supported her along the way. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.